In a surprise announcement from his residence in Jerusalem, Ehud Olmert says he will step down as Israel's prime minister immediately after his Kadima party selects a new leader at a party convention on September 17th.
כאשר יבחר יושב ראש חדש למפלגה,
Mr. Olmert says he will not run in the Kadima party primary, and he will leave office once a new leader is chosen. He says he hopes the new party leader will be able to put together an effective government once he leaves office. Ehud Olmert's decision follows months of mounting political pressure and an official police inquiry into whether or not he accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of illegal payments from a U.S. citizen long involved in political fundraising for Israel's right-wing Likud party. The allegations concern Mr. Olmert when he was a member of the Likud party, serving as mayor of Jerusalem and as a cabinet member in the government of former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Mr. Olmert has strenuously denied the allegations and has survived several other probes into his conduct since he became prime minister in 2006. Tamir Schaefer, who teaches politics at Jerusalem's Hebrew University, says there are at least two reasons behind Mr. Olmert's surprise announcement.
The polls consistently show that even if Olmert will run, he will have no chance to win the primaries. Another one is that we know that there was a dispute among his legal advisors, some of them arguing that the best strategy for him would be to resign, the best strategy to fight the allegations against him.
The race to succeed Ehud Olmert began even before he made his announcement to step down. Two of his cabinet colleagues, Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni and Transport Minister Shaul Mofaz, have said they will run for the post. Whoever wins the contest will be faced with forming a coalition government. Most analysts say any such government will not last long, and new national elections will likely take place early next year. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.